Hi everybody, my name is Ben Spencer. I'm an undergraduate researcher at Virginia Tech. I'm going to talk to you guys about my project trying to quantify soil microbial respiration with a fluorescent dye, rhizazarin. So rhizazarin, when it makes contact with heterotrophic organisms, it can be reduced to rhizarufrin, which is a fluorescent byproduct, via enzymes in the electron transport chain. The theory of this experiment is based off the assumption that this conversion, which can only happen biologically, or so we thought, as you'll see, can act as a proxy for total respiration within the soil sample. And we can try and validate this by comparing this to other methods that are used commonly, such as SIR biomass, substrate-induced respiration. And you might be asking, why is this important? If we already have methods for doing this, why do this a different way? Other methods require highly specialized technology and lab equipment and people who are trained in those specialized lab equipment techniques. This is only requires a spectrometer. It's only based off fluorescence. And there is wide extension opportunities for this use, given that it's a cheap method, it's accessible, and you're going to reduce the transport time from, say, like agricultural soil samples to the lab to assume or measure what the respiration rate is without affecting the, ecology of the sample. So our results, of course, science is never what you expect, and we did not get the increased rate on the six soils we tested. So we assumed that there must be some kind of extraneous variables that we did not anticipate. So if you look at the correlation of the net change between the samples to SIR CO2 production, there was no correlation, actually. So we tried to figure out, okay, what could be interfering with these rates of rhizarufrin production. So we decided, okay, pH is variable within it. We could start there. And we looked into the literature and realized that above a pH of 7.5, chemically, rhizazarin can actually change in, or below a pH of 7.5, rhizazarin can be reduced to rhizarufrin. So there's just a chemical means as well that can change this, leading to a potential net negative rate, even though rhizarufrin should be being produced biologically. So we tried a pH 8 soil above the 7.5 mark. Of course, as we expected, we got this rate of production. So we decided to take a better look at what the rhizazarin was doing over time without even soil in the mix and just put in a pH 5 buffer, a pH 7 buffer, and DI water. Try and control for pH, see what the concentrations are doing in terms of their relative fluorescence, and see if the buffer chemistry is actually interacting with the reduction at all. So as you can see, pH 5 and pH 7, there's a change. As you go down in concentration, fluorescence reduces. Also, what we did not expect is as you went up in pH, the rhizazarin fluorescence actually increased, which wouldn't make any sense if as you go down, more rhizazarin is being chemically produced. This could also be, so another interference that this could be indicative of is the rhizazarin might be having an initial fluorescence that we did not anticipate. This was not in the literature, but there are several reasons. Our sample, our rhizazarin that we're using was a little past the date of use, so there could be rhizarufrin already present in it. But the major interferences could be pH-based, like I said, from a chemical conversion from below that 7.5 mark, and also there's an initial concentration, or an initial fluorescence, I should say, coming from rhizazarin, which we assumed would not be fluorescing. So our future directions to deal with this are we could use more dilute rhizazarin solutions to limit that initial interference we were getting. We could measure the fluorescence of rhizazarin with a buffer over time to see if that interference that we are getting is a stable interference or a dynamic interference over time, and you could subtract that out of the total fluorescence change over time, and that would give you an idea of what the biology is actually contributing to. You could observe the rhizarufrin fluorescence in high pH buffered solutions above that 7.5 mark to see if low pH effects on both rhizazarin and rhizarufrin fluorescence are reduced. The issue with this, of course, is most soils are circumneutral to acidic, so you have to bear in mind you could be altering the environment of the sample and altering the microbial activity in that sample that would be present in the environment. Another thing we could try is measure the fluorescence of rhizazarin plus a sterilized version of the soil sample, so you could potentially autoclave the soil, we were thinking, try and observe what is just only physiochemical over time with the rhizazarin, and subtract that out from the total over time, so sort of treat it as a control, and try and get an idea of just what that net biological production rate is. So hopefully when we go through all of these, we can isolate try and control for these variables and then try and correlate that once again to substrate-induced respiration rates. And if that provides a good correlation, we can try it with another respiration measurement technique, such as chloroform fumigation. And if you guys, I guess that about wraps it up, but if you guys have any questions, my poster's up tomorrow. If you have any recommendations, definitely please come by. Thank you for coming to listen, and I hope I see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
Another question to any speaker? Well, let's then thank all the speakers this afternoon.